Welcome to Your Gospel here on Gospel for Grampian. Your Gospel is all about making sure that wherever you come from, you'll be able to hear the Gospel.
Ruchiga runyankole. Aha kuba okunikoru hanga ya kunziratio ensi. Aka hayomu anawe umwinya mnejiri. Ngo muntu we noli kumuitiriza. Aliche kwele chira. Kureka atunja magara agata waho.
Your Gospel aims to make the Gospel available in languages from around the world. It's taken from John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Look out for more from Your Gospel at the top of the hour, every hour, on Gospel for Grampian.
listen.g4g.org.uk. If you'd like to catch up with our podcasts, then it's podcast.g4g.org.uk. Thank you for listening.
My name is Muriel Gratian, and you're listening to Gospel for Grampian, community radio for the north of Scotland, here to enrich lives.
Very good afternoon and a warm welcome along to this Community Elements show. My name's Rob Rowe and I'm the director at Gospel for Grampian. This Community Elements show is all about highlighting the great work that is done around the city and indeed around the northeast of Scotland. And one of the ways we like to highlight things is through encouraging news stories. And we have a volunteer called Brian. He does a great job in collating news stories, mainly from the Evening Express. But there's also a news story from the Bamshire Herald today about St. Rufus. So that's coming up in Brian's Good News. Also coming up in the programme, we're going to be doing a little bit about Integrate, and I'll be explaining about that later on, and I'll do a little bit of information into Integrate, and we've also got some information about the great work carried out by Christians Against Poverty. That's all coming up in this show between now and 5 p.m, along with some great music as well. And we would just love it if you, the listener, would get in touch with us. If you've got anything going on in your church, in your area, that you would like to communicate let people know about, well, get in touch with us. And the way to do that is to send in an email through to info, that's info at g4g.org.uk. Our website, which you can go on to immediately, is visit.g4g.org.uk, and you'll see a wide range of different things, including the news stories that are being picked up by Brian in Brian's Good News podcast to follow. But first of all, good afternoon and welcome along to this Community Elements programme. We start, as always, with Brian's Good News. Brian, how are you?
I am very well, thank you, Rob. And yourself?
Yeah, good.
Very good.
Now we start off, in fact, almost as we did last week, we start off with some good news about a lady who is 98.
Quite amazing, and she looks amazing. Tremendous. The corridors of an Aberdeen hospital rang out with the clippity-clop of little hooves as two Shetland ponies brought joy to the elderly patients. The small-statured stallions, named Wilson and Flicker, visited Ward 102, the Geriatric Assessment Unit at Aberdeen Royal Infirmary. The animals from Therapy Ponies Scotland trotted around to the delight of dozens of patients and staff. One of the patients to meet the cute equine duo was Iris Joyce from Aberdeenshire. The 98-year-old said, "It was lovely to see the ponies. It's brightened up the day. They are lovely animals." Fellow patient, Netta Menzies, 94, from Aberdeen, added, "The ponies were great. It was very exciting. It was wonderful that they took them into the hospital. It's something a bit different, and it has cheered people up." Senior charge nurse, Susan Webster, said, "We recognise the therapeutic benefits of animals in the hospital inpatient setting. Allowing patients to remain connected to things they enjoy is part of the recovery process and supports our ethos of personalised care at the heart of our role." Seeing the patients' faces makes it worth it. The whole room just came alive and their faces all lit up. A few even made the effort to get up specially for the visit. Our staff work hard to care for the patients and to be able to give them us an extra special experience like this just gives them good memories. Susan added that Therapy Pony Scotland do some fantastic work and the animals are really affectionate and fond of a good cuddle. She said the interaction with the ponies often helps stimulate a positive social response from people. The animals provide comfort, joy and a sense of excitement. The difference the animals make can be quite remarkable, stimulating positive engagement and therapeutic interaction through full conversations about the animals. A convoy of cars and motorcycles gave a northeast teenager a superhero's farewell as he was laid to rest. Sheddixley youngster Kieran McAllister, 15 years old, passed away last week after a lifelong battle with a range of complex conditions, including cerebral palsy and epilepsy. To celebrate the ever-smiling teen's life, the family and friends arranged for a fleet of vehicles, including BMWs and Porsches, to accompany his funeral cortege. Family friend Gil Patterson organised the convoy and said it was a fitting tribute to a young man who always had a smile on his face. She said, "It was brilliant. There were so many cars and bikes there for Kieran that we weren't able to count them. It was a superhero's farewell. Kieran was our superhero and it was such a fitting tribute to him. It was a real celebration of his life. It was him all over. The service was lovely too. The chapel at the crematorium was full of bright colours and superhero costumes, which is exactly what he would have wanted. Kieran's consultants said a few words, and his cousin read out a poem from his first teacher. It was a lovely celebration, and Kieran would have loved all of it. Gil added that Kieran's family wanted to express their gratitude to everyone who was involved. She said, "I would like to say thank you on behalf of the family to everyone who came along to the convoy and the service. I know it meant the world to all of them, and they really appreciate everyone who helped give Kieran such a great send-off." Earlier this week, Kieran's mum, Karen Robertson, paid tribute to her son, saying he was an inspiration to everyone he met. She said, "He was, and forever will be, the strongest little Superman I've ever met, defying the odds against him each time." Gail, whose daughter Ella passed away from neuroblastoma in 2017 at the age of 5, set up the Eli Rose Pudding Project to help families like Kieran. She became friends with Karen when the children were both being treated in hospital and is now hoping to raise enough to send the youngster's family on holiday. She added, "People raised a lot of money towards Kieran's service and hopefully they keep fundraising for the family because they could really do with a holiday. They have had such a hard time of it and it would be great if we were able to get them away for a while." A Keith congregation is looking to the future after a week-long celebration of its past. St. Rufus 200 has been hailed a resounding success after the historic building was filled with people enjoying worship, music, fellowship and fun. A youth-led service involving the youth group and Sunday club and an infant baptism are just two examples from the week showing St. Rufus Church is in good heart and reaching out to the younger generation. That combined with the hard work of a band of volunteers who pulled off an ambitious programme of events are positive signs that the church remains active and also relevant in the community it serves, said Session Clerk Nicholas Smith. The St. Rufus 200 committee coordinator added, "We've had incredible support throughout the week from parishioners past and present, as well as members of the wider community. It's been a fantastic effort in which members have used their time, talent and resources tremendously well." From the ringing of the church bell before services, the specially made weatherproof banners put up outside the church, the building being floodlit at night, to the posters promoting our programme, and lots of activity on social media, I don't think anyone living in Keith and district could have been unaware of our celebrations. Our final service on Sunday saw St Rufus Church packed with people. We had a baptism and special guest performance, Strathyla Pipe Band. Our organist joined them in playing Highland Cathedral, and they also premiered their own version of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah, and many found their input very moving. Our interim moderator, Reverend Sonia Palmer, carried out a special dedication to the band, which is marking its centenary this year, and we wish them well with their own celebrations to come. It has been an incredible week, and one that will be remembered for a long time to come. The youth-led service included musical recitals, a sketch, readings, and a song and dance from the Sunday Club and Youth Group. The youth group were runners-up in the faith-based section of the Youth Link Scotland Awards, and leader Michael Newland said, "The relationship between the youth and the church, when done right, is very symbolic. The youth needs a church, and the church needs a youth. It's a two-way relationship that encourages us to learn from one another." Rev Sonia Palmer, interim moderator, praised all involved in planning and delivering the special events, adding, "A big well done and thanks go to all the hard work and the joy it has given to the Keith community this past week, showing people that the church community is a joy to be with and can achieve so much working together." A new charity cafe in Aberdeen is to let customers pay what they want. Charlie House's Recharge coffee shop is due to open next month in the Bonacord Centre. It will offer hot and cold food and drinks, free Wi-Fi, charging points, children's activity areas, and a changing space for families that has space and privacy. Customers will pay what they believe the food and drink is worth, and all proceeds will go to the children's charity. Susan Crichton, Director of Fundraising at Charlie House, said, "We have been working hard behind the scenes to ensure the cafe is ready for its spring opening, and have been working with many local companies that have been offering generous support. We are excited to open the doors very shortly and welcome our first customers. We wanted to get the food offering, team and atmosphere just right so that our customers continue to come back time and time again." She added, "It's not often that you can say your daily coffee or lunch is also supporting a local charity, and in this case it really does. The decision you make to eat and drink in Recharge Cafe has a direct effect on the lives of families right here in the North East." Craig Stevenson, the centre manager of Bonacord, said, "We are delighted to welcome Recharge to Bonacord and offer our customers the chance to support local Charlie House while enjoying their lunch. The Charlie House team have worked hard on creating the unique concept, which I'm sure will be very popular with our customers. Proceeds raised from the cafe will go towards Charlie House's £8 million fundraising campaign to build a new state-of-the-art specialist support centre. It would be set in the 4 acres of ground at Woodend Hospital and would be the first of its kind in the North East. Money will also go towards supporting other activities and services that Charlie House offers, including clubs, a community nurse base at the Royal Aberdeen Children's Hospital, and an annual short break to Kildare Forest Park, and practical and emotional support to North East families. Charlie House is hoping to raise £8 million for its build appeal to build and maintain the new centre. A whopping £1 million of the fund has already been secured through generous supporters, but now a public fundraising campaign has been launched. To donate, call 01224 313333. We have a scripture text today taken from Psalm 100 and verse 3. "Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture." Amen.
Amen, and how indeed fitting. I love Psalm 100 anyway, and so well tremendous. Done for that one. and definitely to raise up the whole concept of the church being able to celebrate 200 years in Keith. That's really good. I'll be interested to see where the church goes on from here. It's good that it's reaching out to youth, but it would be good to actually see it having a much, much bigger role in Keith and really making sure that people in Keith are able to live life to the full with Christ Jesus at the centre. After all, the church should really be the centre of the community.
This is very, very true. I used to go to this church, actually, because I was born and brought up in Keith. So yes. This has a special extra meaning for me.
Otherwise known to you as the TGM, the Great Metropolis.
Oh, yes.
It's a loving term, listeners, that Brian uses to attribute to the town of Keith. But really good to see that this is happening and that they're being able to have these celebrations. But now it's a case of building on from that and making sure that the church really reaches out to all sectors of the community and make sure that...
I believe this celebration, it has brought more attention to the church, and I'm sure that many people will be attracted to it now because of that.
And I hope this is what we pray for. Revitalized, greatly revitalized, yes. The role of the church and the community, and just the perception within the church as well, that the church needs to also be working with other denominations, believers throughout Keith.
True.
To make sure that the church, not just a parish church, but all churches who know and love Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour, need to be working together.
Indeed.
Unity
very true.
Of response.
Yes.
Right. Now, Daphne, it's great when you have a youngster who has a smile on his face. It was so good that people have being able to give him a huge send-off, but also a real thought to the family. And what we will do, listeners, is on the post that we pop up, we will put the link so that if you like the story and you want to help the family and be able to send them away on holiday, give them a bit of a rest and a time away, then do by all means click on the link which we'll be providing. And of course there's the other provision of a link which is,
by the way, they'll be very much encouraged by the photograph of Kieran, because he has a smile on his face, and that was a virtual permanent feature of him. It's fantastic when somebody can overcome the problems that they have,
even whatever the situation.
Yes.
Even whatever the situation, he still had a joy, and people recognise that.
Very much so.
So there's also the customers deciding what they would pay for a cafe. I mean, that is quite amazing. We've covered this before, and I'm looking forward to seeing the cafe actually being open. It is a bold, brave step, and I had actually wondered why the cafe itself hadn't opened. It did seem a very long time, but for such a big concept as this, customers paying what they believe is right, that is a very brave step to take, and it does need a huge amount of planning, more planning than I think you could really realise. Even the simplest things seem to take a lot longer.
Uh-huh. They are making sure that it will...
It's a model that will work.
A good working model, yes. And because of the concept, I'm sure that people will not just go in to take advantage, but they will realise the good that Charlie House is doing, and they will probably contribute more.
Yeah, and likewise, there will be a link to both Charlie House and indeed a link to the appeal for this, so that they can raise more money, and that from our page as well. So do have a little look out for that. And then coming back to the first story again, we've been jumping up out here, but the bringing the animals into the hospital, or indeed, I know that they've done that in nursing homes as well, bringing animals in there and giving residents a real opportunity to do something different, not only brightening up their day, allowing them contact with the animals, but
It'll be good to think that you can get even the residents, the hospital patients, even more involved.
It's also a connection with the outside world.
Yes. Yeah,
because sometimes when you're in the hospital, you feel isolated. But this is a fantastic example of how they can feel part of the community.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, even the animals, they like cuddles.
Mm-hmm. You know,
that would have been tremendous for most of the patients. Not just these older ones that we spoke of, but 98 and 94. Wow.
Yes. It also go down a great storm with children as well.
Oh, very much so.
Children and parents and families. I can't think of anyone who wouldn't appreciate
that. Everyone was
that,
going to benefit.
Yeah. And the staff, of course, as well.
Very much so.
Excellent. Well, we've got some great good news stories here, Brian. Thank you very much. And it's great when you do come back to these ones again to follow up on them. There is that element of repeats that you can go back to that.
Yes, very much.
And you can acknowledge really good efforts by others to make sure that people are benefited and able to live life to the full.
Excellent, yes.
Right, but Brian, can we get you to read out from Psalm 100 once again, please?
Yes, from verse 3 says, "Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture."
Brian, can I thank you very much?
My pleasure.
Brian's good news there, and we'll try and make sure that all the links are there. If you have a look at our website and indeed Facebook page, there is a link to the post that has been put up, and I'll just try and be putting some more links up in these next, or these next articles are on just at the moment. Now, this morning, both Brian and I were over at St. Columba's Church of Scotland, where they hold a series of themed coffee mornings, usually from February through until November. The months of January and December are out just because it's holiday season. The weather may not be quite so good, but they've been raising a large amount of money today, £232.15. Well done to Christine Mackey and to everyone at St. Columba's Church of Scotland for doing such a great work in raising this money. All sorts of home bakes and rowies, which are kind of more like, if you're not familiar with Northeast produce, a rowie is really a very high fat, high salt, almost flat bread made with almost pure butter and flour, and is really crispy, and it is very nice. So they had these rowies. They also had lots of nice eats and coffee and tea and such like. And there's an opportunity for folks to come together and to certainly most months of the year, and all months of the year, really, to hear about the great work that's not only being done at St. Columba's Church, but also, in this case, an organisation called Integrate. Now, the founder of Integrate Scotland came in to speak to everyone and gave a really excellent and heartfelt talk about the work of Integrate Scotland, and really, Integrate Scotland has been set up by Caroline Crombie, and she's and the team have done a great effort in making sure, particularly, that those who are, for example, coming out of prison or on remand or such like, are equipped and given opportunities and given real hope to be able to rebuild their lives after having been in prison. And so we'll hear a little bit about the work of Integrate, and I'm hoping to be able to get a full update about Integrate Scotland from Caroline Crombie, and indeed from, I think it was Ross, who's another officer who comes along with her, and they look at all aspects of the work, all aspects of people's lives and really make a huge difference. So let's hear about Integrate Scotland. And then following that, we've got a little bit about Christians Against Poverty. This is Gospel for Grampian, and it's our Community Elements show. We're not only a gospel station, but also about a community station seeking to add value to people's lives. And our heart is to engage, equip, enable communities to live life to the full with Christ Jesus at the centre. And so one of the other things that we do is really as a signposting service, working with organisations and churches as they seek to reach out to folks now and to communities. Now, there's an organisation called integratescotland.org, and it's based at City Church here in Aberdeen. So that's www.integratescotland.org. Now, we've covered this before, but it's a good idea to have somewhat of an update, really. Now, the Integrate founder is Caroline Crombie, and she's still heading Integrate up. But what is Integrate? Well, they have a big vision to see Aberdeen and Aberdeenshire transformed, communities made more inclusive, and for people living in our communities who are marginalised, excluded, or disadvantaged to have access to transformative, holistic care and support that sees them integrated, included, valued, and thriving. And, says Caroline, we're passionate about achieving it. I can see why. Well, let's just pick up on a number of things that they do. There's restorative justice, debt help and budgeting. There's the storehouse, community chaplaincy, drop-in centre and also lifestyle as well. Let's have a little look at restorative justice. Now, this is a sycamore tree course delivered in HMP Grampian. Fundamentally changes the way that offenders think about their behaviour, attitudes and actions. The programme is helping people to break free from the cycle of offending by increasing awareness of the impact of their actions on victims, building the belief that an offending lifestyle is not desirable, and demonstrating that the cost of crime is greater than its rewards. So the Sycamore Tree Course is developed and owned by Prison Fellowship Scotland, but it's all part of Integrate as well. So that's one of the projects of Integrate. Let's have a little look at some of the other things that they do as well. So they do a great amount indeed. There's debt help and budgeting. So feeling weighed down by debt and bills you cannot pay approach is a practical, caring, importantly it works. You can book a home appointment. You can equip yourself for life with budgeting skills, a simple cash-based system that works with a free money course. There's a course to suit all levels, school leavers, students and adults. Do register your interest and you can find out more about that as well. Aberdeen seems to be doing quite well for these, but the fact that these money courses and debt help counselling are there is because there is a great need in the centre of Aberdeen and indeed in Aberdeenshire. And I have quoted it before, but watching a recent episode of Country File in the last few months, they were covering how the poverty and indeed the incidence of debt in the countryside is really quite increasing by a lot. Farmers in particular, but also people who are not able to make ends meet just go and camp out in the woods and they sleep. And of course, on weather, cold weather like this, they can end up freezing if they are not given help. And quite a few people do seem to fall through the net with regard to some of the universal credit. So there's organisations, for example, like Integrate, for example, like even Debt with Dignity, that they offer that help and it's available to folks. Let's have a little look at the community chaplaincy. This is bespoke, practical and emotional support for ex-offenders designed to help navigate the complex issues associated with release from prison and integrate into their communities and avoid re-offending. So that's the community chaplaincy. You can find out more. And now there's also a drop-in centre as well, which is a space for men and women to hang out, chat and make new friends, various forms of support and activities like games, breakfast, lunch, access to food, parcels, cookery, crafts, nail painting, access to the internet, computer help, form filling, group excursions and accompaniment to appointments where necessary. And that drop-in centre is available for women Tuesdays 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Men's it's Thursdays 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's all happening at City Church, 49 Gilcomson Park in Aberdeen, AB251PN. Now, if you want to contact Integrate Scotland, you can do so. And their email address is info@integratescotland.org. And the telephone number is 01224 608018. That's 01224 608018. And the office hours are Mondays to Fridays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can also catch up with them on Facebook, Twitter, Google, and also Instagram as well. Let's go on to some more great music. We'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to have a request or dedication, you can do that. You can do that by picking up the phone and dialing 01224 898 008. Why not send us a text, 07733 421 385. That text line number open and ready and waiting. There's also info@g4g.org.uk. Yes. And you can also find us on Facebook. And it's simply Gospel for Grampian on Facebook. So lots of ways you can get in contact with us. There's also our website, and that's visit.g4g.org.uk. Lots of great ways you can get in contact. And little by little, we're getting there towards providing not an irrelevant service, but making the gospel more relevant towards engaging, equipping, enabling communities to live life to the full with Christ Jesus at the centre. This is Gospel for Grampian. It's our Gospel Cafe programme, so don't be confused. But one of the things that we have been doing in recent weeks and months is to introduce community information on this programme. We are a community gospel radio station. And we believe that it's important to make sure that you do have community information that's available to help. One of our main programs for community information is called the Community Elements Show. And this is broadcast live on a Friday between 4 p.m. and 5 p.m. And we have, amongst other things, a gentleman by the name of Mr. Brian. We'll call him Mr. Brian. And I know that he'll be hearing this because we'll be playing this particular programme on Friday at St. Columba's Church of Scotland as a special coffee morning. And these are themed coffee mornings and given by the church, and they have various speakers in to speak. And one of the things that we do is we play the station through, and so the people are able to hear, and we say a big hi. If you happen to be listening at St. Columba's Church on Friday, then, and you'd like to have a request, then do please let us know, either myself or Brian. Now, one of Brian's talents is he goes and collates good news stories from local newspapers, particularly the Evening Express. And he collates about 4 good news stories. And so that's part one. Part two is usually we usually go on a theme. Sometimes the theme is dictated by what Brian introduces into his good news. And so there'll be another community element. So Brian's good news is a community element, and we have another community element and probably another one after that. This is a community element, and this one is about Christians Against Poverty. And they're based in Bradford. They exist because no one should be held hostage by debt or poverty. The truth is that both debt and poverty arrive in the UK. In a society where people live behind closed doors, thousands are desperately poor, unable to feed their children, incapable of being able to pay to heat their homes in winter. The grip of poverty is relentless. It breaks families apart and drives many to think that suicide is the only solution. However, and in the UK, poverty is real, with millions locked in its miserable grip. That's why Christians Against Poverty are aiming for 1,000 CAP centres covering the entire UK, and each bringing life and freedom and good news to people in desperate need. Always through the church, there's always hope. And it's been great to have been able to highlight some of the good news stories that Christians Against Poverty bring about. If you want to find out more, then certainly they have a website which is very comprehensive. It's capuk.org. And we've got some information about some of the things that they do. So they have, for example, CAP Money courses. Now, the CAP Money course is a free course teaching basic budgeting skills and a simple cash-based system that works. In just a few weeks, those who go on this course will be able to get grips with finances so you, people can budget, they can save and prevent debt. So whether people are feeling organised or whether it's a lucky dip every time you try to withdraw cash from a bank account, the CAP Money course will help people to take complete control of finances. And there are hundreds of courses run throughout the country each year with specific courses for students, youth and kids. Now, one of these courses is to be held at Gerrard Street Baptist Church, AB25 1HA, and it's run over three sessions: Monday, the 15th of April at 7 p.m., the 22nd of April at 7 p.m., the 29th of April at 7 p.m. To find out more, contact Ian Adamson, 07933 828 292. That's 07933 828 292. That's Ian Adamson. CAP Life Skills. Now, money affects all areas of our lives, what people can or can't afford, relationships, what people eat, health, well-being, and much, much more. And the local Life Skills Centre is a friendly group where you can gain practical skills and discover new ways to live for a brighter future. And if you want to see your money going further and find out ways to save money, have more time and less hassle in your day, then Life Skills is for you. Some people have reported that Life Skills sessions are brilliant. It helped with budgeting, having that community and those people there that you wouldn't usually be able to speak to. It made a big difference in my life. Now, there's a CAP Life Skills course in Torrey. It's run in partnership with King's Community Church. Andrew Smith is a Life Skills coach. Andrew Smith at caplifeskills.org. But also, there's a Life Skills course happening, I believe, this coming Wednesday in Aberdeen West at Fernileigh Gospel Hall. And Paul Coxall is your Life Skills coach. Paul Coxall at caplifeskills.org. CAP not only run Life Skills courses, but jobs courses. And then at time, this is something I know that when I was unemployed for quite some time, I'd have been really glad of that. There weren't any such things. There was just the boring job centre to go to, and I didn't really get much joy from them at the time. But anyway, some of them try to be helpful. But yeah, local CAP Job Club, though, is a friendly place. So you get practical help as you seek employment. It's a relaxed environment with a chance to meet other job seekers, get support and gain the tools you need to find work. Being unemployed can be hard to deal with on your own, and being part of 156 CAP job clubs meant you'll face the challenge with other people in similar situations. And some people reported that CAP job clubs are brilliant. There's something for everyone that's out of work. And they were reporting they got a job within the first month. Now, there's also CAP Fresh Start. Now, this Fresh Start is really for anyone who, for example, have a habit. For example, you can't stop smoking or binge drinking or gambling or internet addiction. Just like you feel it's too hard to take it on your own. If you like help to break free, then Fresh Start is for you. Whatever you're struggling with, there are groups to provide safe and confidential places where you can tackle the issue right at the core and break free and stay free. So if you want to find out more, then there is the CAP UK website. That's capuk.org. Or you can contact CAP UK on 02701274760720, or you can email info@capuk.org. We'll try and make sure that that's available up on the Facebook website, and in fact it is. We've actually included links to some of those things, so you can actually go to our website right now and find out information about that. Also available on the Facebook page and also available from the Twitter site right now. You can go and do that. Right, well, this has been our Community Elements show for today, and in this show we have covered the work of Christians Against Poverty, Integrate Scotland, and we've heard Brian's good news for today. And if you're wanting to hear the podcast of Brian's good news, it is up, it is available, and all you need to do is to go to our website, visit.g4g.org.uk, and you can click on latest posts and scroll down, and you see the links in those posts as well, so you can go and visit the various places, for example, like Charlie House. You can go and donate to the Ailey Rose Puddles Project. You can find out about the Shetland Ponies and Therapy Ponies Scotland. You can find out about that. There's quite a few other things you can find out about. So do have a little look at that. Now, it's 18 minutes to the top of the hour, coming up at 5 on this Friday evening. You will be able to hear Hearing is Believing. This show goes out again between 12 p.m. and 1 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, and individual Community Elements will be then broadcast on the Community Best programmes during the week, usually 7 a.m. in the morning, and also at 12 p.m. So those are the times when you can hear those programmes going out. It's Matt Gilman now and Every Captive Free. Don't forget, at 7 p.m. we have the program Power Hour, which is about applying God's word in prayer. Have a great week.